Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, boys. It's no mystery. It's a snake pit out there when it comes to girls. It's a tough old world to live in, but you've asked me some questions on Instagram, some scenarios, some fairly funny and interesting stories, which I'm going to answer for you now in this dating Q&A. So let's start with number one. I'm not going to say your names. First one, I'm in Bangkok right now. Jack, this might seem a weird question, but I'm just going to be direct. I came to Bangkok 4 days ago to see my girl. We met in the summer in the US on a student program. First time seeing her in 4 months, energy's kind of off. She's pretty religious and I have absolutely no problem with it. The thing is, she isn't the woman who's going to show lots of emotion and is in a way scared of sex because she doesn't want kids, in brackets, connected to her beliefs. There's a bit more to it, but that's the base. Now I actually think, so this guy's come and he's staying with this girl. He's hanging out with her every day and she's not giving him any love. But they've been talking every day since this exchange program. What I would say is most likely the case in this situation is that the, and I may be wrong, but the religion is a cop out. Often girls, maybe they'll meet a guy and they keep chatting because girls, they like attention. So they'll keep a few guys chatting on the phone, especially if it's long distance. Who knows, maybe even send us some money every now and again. But they'll keep chatting long distance. And then all of a sudden, this guy turns up. He wants to hang out. She doesn't know where to put her other three boyfriends whilst he's round. So she's getting a bit stressed. She figures out she doesn't like the guy anymore. So my advice is this. If there's ever a point, ever a situation where your needs are not met, where a girl is not showing you love back, and I advised this guy outside of this video, I messaged him immediately and I said, leave the house, go and get a hotel. Say, look, this is kind of what I'm looking for in a relationship. It's a take it or leave it style. I'm going to go and stay here and do my thing. You stay here, no problem. And then let them get back in touch with you. With women, with relationships, with love, you can't force anything. You can't make someone feel something for you. And normally the only way to figure it out is to leave. You have to make your time precious. You have to make your presence noticed. And if you're just hanging around, getting treated like shit, not having your needs met, what does that show her about the kind of man you are compared to making her make a decision? She can either lose you or she can keep you. If she loses you, fair enough, she didn't like you, you can move on. If she does suddenly realize, oh, I actually like this guy, maybe I can work with him and show him some affection or figure something out with him, she'll come back to you and she'll start chatting to you again and you can work on a relationship. But yeah, in that situation, you want to leave. You want to be out the door. That would be my advice. Next question, interesting one. Jack, I met a Thai lass, that means girl in English. Last time I was there and she works in a bar. Going back next week, should I date her or not? We've been messaging each other every day since I met her last October. This is a fucking rule, boys. No bar girls, okay? Not girlfriends. Go and have a bit of fun. Hang out with bar girls. Go have a few dates or whatever. Do not date bar girls. What do they do all day? I can't believe this guy's been messaging this girl every fucking day since he came on vacation here. You've got to realize that girls, a lot of the time, are spinning so many more plates than men, especially girls that work in bars. She's getting numbers every fucking day. If you think you're top of that list, you think she's been being loyal when she's not in a relationship, when you're not looking out for her, do not date girls that are in these kind of professions. They'll find somebody. And let me be clear on this, because it's a very different world here in Thailand than it would be if it was a girl that worked in a bar or restaurant in other countries. But in the, it depends on what bar it is, but when you say bar girl in Thailand, it normally means a girl that's there to hang out with the customers, to play games with the customers, like Connect Four and stuff like that, and the customer buys them drinks. That's normally what a bar girl is. So in a way, it will normally be a woman that is quite promiscuous. So boys, no bar girls. When you're looking for a girl to put time and effort into, I always think about it like this. When I am bringing a girl into my life, she's gonna get the best everything. She's gonna get upgraded physically, mentally. She's gonna have the best clothes. She's gonna go on the best vacations. She's gonna have the best stuff. You wanna pick that person very carefully. They can't bring any trouble into your life. And they have to be someone that's kind of pure and very a very positive influence around you. So when you get a girlfriend, you give them everything, but you just don't keep giving them everything if there becomes a point where they don't respect your boundaries or the dynamic of the relationship. That's the difference. I heard Tate talk about this. That's the difference between a G and a simp. So G will give a girl everything. A girl that rolls with me will get everything. I love spoiling girls. It's one of my favorite things to do. Just the other day, I bought maybe 100 or 200 roses. I think it was 100 for a girl. I'll fly a fucking first class when we go on vacation together. That's just how I roll. But if there becomes a point where she no longer respects the relationship or the boundaries that I have or the rules that I have in a relationship, she's out the door. So when you look to date a girl, she has to be a girl that you'd be willing to give everything to. Don't date a girl that you wouldn't be willing to give everything to. That's what I would say. And that was a new revelation for me over the last few years. It's like, don't date or go out with a girl unless you want to give her everything. And she's the right girl for that. Otherwise, just fun. Different pots. Fun girls, serious girls. Keep them separate. Ah, this next one, it's a bit of a heartbreaker. It is a little bit of a heartbreaker. I genuinely felt sorry for this guy. Hey Jack, I had a girlfriend for 2 years. Very loyal and nice, but I broke up with her a month ago. Caught her smoking weed, speaking to her exes, went out drinking with friends and never told me anything. I know the question is stupid, but she never cheated directly. Would you give her a chance? I'm 21, grinding, working hard, going to the gym, every day, focused. You're the man. Greetings from Colombia. Greetings back to you, Colombia, you legends. My reply was simple. She's not loyal, she's a hoe. And the reason why is because she's speaking to exes, smoking weed and doing things behind your back. So you do not know what else she's done. That's what you've managed to find out. You don't know who she was fucking. You don't know what she was doing at these parties. That unfortunately is a situation where a girl managed to kind of do a bit of a trick on you. She was wearing one mask in front of you and then a very different one behind your back. That is a girl that cannot be trusted, and I do not believe in a second chance in that situation, because a girl that's lied to you at the very start of a relationship, and bearing in mind this is 2 years, even just the speaking to exes stuff, that's totally out of order. That is completely out of order. That is not allowed. That is an absolute no-go. That is breakup territory every time. They do not get a second chance, and I'll tell you why, because you often are the prize. If you're a high value man, you're doing your stuff, you're on this grind, I speak to a lot of girls, I work with a lot of girls, models, attractive women, they struggle to find high value man, a high value man that's not gonna fuck around. If you are that man, if you're bringing that to the table, you will find a very, very beautiful girl one day that is everything you want her to be. And there's a time where you have to, in a way, train them, in a way teach them how to respect you and how to work with you and what they can and can't do, what you will and will not accept in a relationship. That has to be done. No girl comes to you perfect. But in those situations, unfortunately, my brother, you have to let them go and just understand that the next one will be 10 times better. Serious question. What's the best way to treat a girl straight after I've nutted in the bed? It is more alpha to act cold and distant, or is it better to keep it fun, playful, and cuddly? I always feel like a simp if I'm cuddling up after sex. That can't have been a serious question. Please. I love cuddling after sex. I think it's perfect. If you're having sex with a woman that you love and you are happy to be in bed with, I can't think of anything worse than having to get out of bed and act cool afterwards. Been living with my girl for nearly a year. Red flag number one. Never live with females. They can come around, they can hang at your crib. Never fucking move them in until you have a child with them. And even then, you should have a second house. I'm telling you now, just put that down as an unbreakable rule. Moving in with girls sucks. She supports me, wants the best out of me. But I don't know if I'm attracted to her. I never want to have sex and constantly want to be with other women, despite her being perfect in every other way. Is it worth finding a relationship where I'm more attracted? Yes! That's a fucking fundamental part of a relationship, is wanting to have sex with a girl. I take the piss a little bit, but I've done it before as well. I mean, I've been with girls that were perfect in every other way, but I didn't quite have enough attraction. I wouldn't say I never wanted to have sex with them, that's a big problem. But now I go for girls where they're jaw-droppingly gorgeous. I want to be seen with them, I want to sleep with them non-stop, and they have the personality aspect. That's kind of the triple threat. That's what you need in a relationship with a girl. You can't be being with a girl and constantly thinking about other girls. Are you still going to think about other girls occasionally when you're with a girl, even if she's super hot? Of course you are. But you shouldn't be thinking that all the time, and you shouldn't be not wanting to have sex with your girlfriend. So we know the rules here. It's time to move on, buddy. How would you get away from a girl on the first day when you realise she's a bit messed in the head? I use this strategy, and I spoke with a guy in the New Elite recently who's getting into dating. He's done well in his business, well in his personal life actually, and his physique, and is a handsome young guy, but has never really dated. And I gave him some advice. With first dates with girls, one of the best ways to take any pressure off of it is to make it a set time. So you're going to have dinner with a girl in the evening for 1.5 hours, for example, and you set yourself a timer. Not directly a timer, but you know when you're roughly meant to leave. And then you just let her know on the date, oh, by the way, I've got to go back to work now. It's really nice. Wrap up the dinner, give her a kiss on the cheek and head off. It's a nice way because it makes you unavailable to the girl. She's a little bit like, fuck, did he actually enjoy that? Most guys want to keep me out all night, get me drunk and fuck me. This guy didn't. And in that situation there, if you do meet a girl that's a bit messed up in the head, you've now got a very nice situation for you to slip off. How to turn a girl you date into your girlfriend or partner? You should have absolutely no trouble with this. Any girl that I've dated always asks me to be their boyfriend. It comes from being the G, from not showing weakness to them by giving them a guiding force in their life. You shouldn't even have to fucking ask to be their girl. They should be begging you to be their boyfriend. That's how you operate as a man. You should be so good that they're like, fuck, I've got to nail this guy down now. That's how you should be looking at things. Otherwise, maybe you meet a girl, she's super conservative, she's never going to fucking ask that question, no matter how cool you are. Ask her the fucking question, you dummy. Just say, would you like to be my girlfriend? And we can kiss more, and perhaps fornicate every once in a while. I'm texting a girl who lives a couple hours away from me. She likes me, but is it worth the distance? Yeah, 2 hours is not a very long time, so that's not really a big distance. You don't want to be seeing girls every day anyway, so you could just see her on the weekends. Sounds ideal to me. Get her to come to you, then you've got no issues. Dating a second girl with BPD. It's ruining me. The old BPD scenario. Bipolar personality, something or another. Bipolar personality disorder. She flips switches on you. Tell you the quickest way to sort this out is figure out what you will accept and not accept from a girl and make it very clear boundaries. And if she's doing something that you don't like, don't put up with her shit anymore, no matter for what reason she's doing it. Because if you were swinging around being fucking crazy like that, she probably wouldn't accept it. And that makes, you cannot respect someone when they take utter amounts of shit. If you're allowed to just change your personality and be a dick, why would anyone ever respect you if you accept that? So, very quick way to deal with that, you set some boundaries and what you are willing to accept. If she messes up, she's out the door and you move on to the next one. Very simple, she either sorts her behaviour or she doesn't. What if a girl doesn't reply to a text for 8 hours but posts on Instagram stories? Need to figure out very quickly, is she playing games because she doesn't want to be too available, or are you not her first option? But most of the time, I only fuck with fuck yes energy, which means when I text, she fucking replies. Unless she's doing something, of course. But if there's stories going up and I'm not getting a reply, big red flag for me, I'm out the door. I'm not replying to the next message she sends. Let her chase or not chase, up to her. A girl breaks up with you because you were not controlling her. It's one of the simplest things, but I understand why you don't get it, because most people have been brainwashed. Women are looking for a man to run their life the majority of the time. Occasionally not, okay? Before you fucking lose your heads, whoever's watching. Occasionally not. There are some alpha females that prefer to run relationships, but they're not the normal girl. The normal girl is not looking for a controlling man, but she's looking for a guiding star. She's looking for a man who can be an example for her, who can manage what she does in her life. Like, I don't let girls of mine go out and party or drink. Why would I? It's not good for you. What do I allow them to do? Give them personal training programs, give them nutrition programs, get their hair done, get their nails done, get them in new clothes, get them around new people, make them read. And by make them read, I mean ask them to read. I don't actually make them. They normally do what I say. But yeah, girls are, and why would you not be looking for someone like that? So that is a man that actually cares about you, a man with no rules, doesn't give a fuck about you. I'm not gonna let my girlfriend be in a position where she could come into harm's way, and I'm not gonna let her do things to herself that would damage her health or damage who she is mentally. So I massively believe on self-improvement for the woman that you're with, and that comes from setting boundaries. Boundaries are not enforced by saying you have to do this. They are, these are my rules that work in my kingdom, and if you would like to be a part of it, then just hang around, and if you don't like these rules, then please carry on back to the common folk. And that's how you run things. So boys, I think that's enough for today. That's enough questions done. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you lads on the next one.
Life as a man is harder alone. In the world of men who dare to dream, the path to success can be a lonely road. You're pushing boundaries, but deep down, you know what's missing.
The New Elite is an entrepreneurs network, mainly focused on my philosophies around being an elite male. When someone comes in from even a 9-to-5, they're making 10 grand a month, and they see there's a guy who's totally free making 200 grand a month, the things that he can tell you will change your life.
Everything you need is coming to you. The lessons that you need to learn, the money that you want to earn, it's all coming to you in good time. But anything that comes to you before your time will be squandered. The most important thing you can learn is the wisdom. You have to learn the lessons. You have to live the life. The game is not about the trophies. The game is not about what you get at the end, the car that you have, the money that you earn. It's about the person that you become.